Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Be careful what you wish for. It may come true, but maybe just not exactly how you imagined. Let's go back to China in the mid-1970s. Deng Xiaoping was not yet in power, and China was in trouble. Its command economy was not working for the people. Something had to change. The following are Deng Xiaoping's words. It doesn't matter whether the cat is black or white, as long as it catches mice. China begins to make peace with the market. The Chinese dragon is awakened. The GDP, or gross domestic product, takes off. In some years, it sees spectacular growth. In 1984, almost 21%. In 1985, over 25%. In 1993, over 31%. And in 2007, almost 23%. Now, while the Chinese economy has begun to cool down in recent years, its advancement cannot be denied. According to the International Monetary Fund, it had the 11th biggest GDP in 1980. In 2012, it was the second biggest. The mice have been caught, but now you can't breathe the air. The air pollution in many parts of China is horrible. Consider this. An international school has built a dome in Beijing. It's got basketball courts and a soccer field. Kids don't have to go outside for recess anymore. And that's a good thing, as the developing lungs of kids could be harmed. Or this. Production has been halted or curbed by over 100 industrial companies to reduce emissions. Roads are being sprayed with water so that particulates can be reduced. And then there are masks. No, not the type you wear at a masquerade party, but ones that are supposed to protect you from the air. I just did a Google image search for China air pollution. You see surrealistic images of Chinese wearing masks. What looks like a police officer in the middle of a road with his arms up. A bicyclist surrounded by smog. Tai Chi done by retired people, seemingly in a cloud. And a young woman with a panda bear mask on. Now, the province of Hebei has serious air pollution. It is located in northern China and important in steel production. 25% of the nation's steel is produced there. Both steel and coal is planned to be reduced in the province. Now, the Communist Party is serious about trying to make environmental protection a more important factor in the economy. That is a welcome development. Clean air in China should not just be given lip service anymore. A study found that the average life expectancy in northern China has been reduced by 5.5 years because of severe air pollution. The Chinese government has been sued recently by Li Guoqin. He wants the government to do its job and protect its citizens. He also wants compensation. I mean, he did spend money on an air purifier, a treadmill, and face masks. Good for him. There is a Chinese proverb I thought appropriate. Cautious, careful people, always casting about to preserve their reputations, can never affect reform. Well, it's back to the future, just like the mid-1970s. Something has to change in China. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It is now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.